Good afternoon, and as Gary just introduced me, I'm Andrew Abbott from CSIRO in Australia, and it's actually not my first time in America, but it's my first time in Texas and San Antonio, and coming from a Australian summer, I thought I actually landed in Antarctica when I got here because it's so cold. But anyway, it doesn't quite get that cold in Australia, but anyway. And I'm here to talk about some work we've been doing with the CSIRO cotton scan machine. It's been around for a little while now. It's something that we've been working on for, say, about 5 years. And the cotton scan is a machine for measuring directly fiber fineness, even if we spell it wrong. And just my colleagues who have also been working on the project, Graham Higginson, Stuart Lucas, and Jeff Naylor. They're all from Material Science Engineering, the same division that I'm in. Okay, just a little bit about the cotton scan instrument for measuring fiber fineness. I'm not sure how many people have seen this slide before, but basically how it works is we start with it's like fiber snippets of cotton that are put into a flask in the top, and it's suspended in water. The fibers are suspended in water, and it basically gets pumped through an imaging system, which the imaging system calculates fiber length, and then before the fiber sample is put in, you measure the mass. So with the mass and fiber length, you can get the linear density of the fiber, which we call fiber fineness. Okay, this is basically what a image looks like. It actually collects about 400 of these images per sample, and it takes the average fiber length. And yeah, this is possible just through the special imaging system that we've set up inside the system. It's a big dorky picture of me, and this is just to give you an idea of what the cotton scan, sort of the size and what it kind of looks like. Basically, there's a lid that goes on the top where the fibers get put, and there's just a button that you press and away you go. One of the great things about being able to measure directly the fiber fineness is using the microNair value, which is a standard quality measurement in cotton. You can then actually get an estimate of the maturity using the empirical equations that are pretty well established. What we've actually changed here with the latest version to make it nice and quick, I don't know if there's a cursor that actually works here, but anyway, I'll just point. Is traditionally we'd used about 4 liters of solution for the certain mass of cotton, and the physically moving around 4 liters of water is what was taking a lot of the time. What we discovered is that that we were able to increase the concentration of the fibers through the imaging system, and actually it didn't have any bad effect on the results. So we will then be able to reduce the volume of water that we were using with the snippets to under a litre. Sorry, I don't know what the American conversion is, but anyway, it's a lot. It's about 4 litres less, 4 times less amount of liquid that we're moving around. And then what this then required is, because we had a higher concentration, we could more modern computers, we could actually run the cotton snippets through the imaging system faster, and the software was able to process all the images quick enough to then drop the testing time even further. So hopefully this works. I was told if my video doesn't work, I have to do a dance. But if I can get a cursor, I should be okay. So this is just a demonstration just to get a feel for what it does. So we prepare the sample. We actually have a mini core that we specially designed for cotton. And they're the cotton snippets that we put into the cotton scan. Just have to weigh some up. And then you put it into the top of the cotton scan machine. Type in your cotton numbers or whatever the identification number is. And this is the old one. You can see the markings on the side. That's the imaging system. And that's actually what we call flow cell, where the cotton is actually being put through. And these are the images that you get from the imaging system. So the one on the left is the old one with about 4 liters of solution, and you can see the new one, it's got less than a liter and it filled up pretty quick. And I'm not sure what happened there. Anyway, it kind of died. Not sure. That was half the video. I'll just see if it plays it again, otherwise something happened. Anyway, you get to see more pictures of me. Sorry about that. Let me see what happens this time. I was told it was always very important to have flashy lights and any instrument you design, so... Okay, it's happened this time. Oh no, this is where we were last time, wasn't it? Before it died. You know, you get a pretty good indication there that... Not sure what's happening there. Anyway, I'll move on. Basically what it then shows is it just goes through the... Once the smaller flask is filled up, it pretty quickly goes through all the images that it processes. And it's sort of done all that before the other one's even full. So you can sort of get an indication of how much faster it is. Oh no, so I wonder if I can... You don't want to see it a third time. Okay, here we go. Okay, so one of the main... So just to give an indication of how much faster it is, the old cotton scan machine took about 6 minutes to do one test. And this one actually does a test in 30 seconds, and it has a cleaning cycle of 30 seconds, so it's a full cycle of 1 minute, which is, so overall it's about 6 times faster. And what we wanted to do is, people were being happy with the accuracy and repeatability of the standard cotton scan, the one with the bigger flask, and what we wanted to prove was that this faster version that we designed had the same repeatability and accuracy as the old one. We probably thought that it wouldn't, but thankfully our results actually showed that it was about the same, and if anything it was slightly better. So we started off, we updated 3 of our instruments that we have at CSIRO. These were all tested in the same lab. We had 6 different cottons, which represented quite a variety of cotton fibre fineness, and we did 10 replicas on each cotton on each machine. And each machine's actually got it's harmonized, meaning that there's a calibration factor. We actually run an initial amount of tests to calibrate each machine so they're reading the same thing. So here are our initial results. The guy who got to name these machines actually was a big South Park fan, so... That's why, and there's 2 others that have got South Park names as well, but I can't remember what they are at the moment. But down the bottom, we've got 6 different cottons, and on the y-axis, you can see the average fiber fineness for each of them. You can see there's quite a range. I go from about 150 mtext. I'm not sure if you guys use mtext as a value, but we do. Up to about 300. So Australian cotton is generally sort of below 200. So we just sort of wanted to demonstrate here that it's got quite a wide testing range. And the little error bars are just the standard deviation. So from that, we were actually pretty happy looking at that graph initially. We thought that was pretty good. They are all 3 machines, you know, seem to be reading the same thing for the 6 different cottons. And the standard deviation is quite low. This is just to give us a feel for the comparison to the old machine. This is just the scatter of the results. And same as the old machine, this one's scatter, sort of 75 to 80% of the results were within plus or minus 5 mtex. So basically we were happy that the accuracy and repeatability was very similar to the old machine. So we hadn't damaged anything. These graphs are just to give a comparison of the 3 machines. Terence is on the x-axis for both these, and Ike and Philip on the y-axis are the two separate ones. Our r squared values are nice and high, and main thing that you wanted to see here is when you're comparing two machines is that you get a gradient of about 1. And you can see on both of these comparisons that we're in about 1% of that. So that was very similar to the old machine, and that was actually a little bit better than the old machine. So the original cotton scans had a few papers, and it's actually been presented here before. It's quite the results of that have been accepted, and we've been happy with those. And the real issue was the cycle time; it was just too long. So ultimately, this technology is sort of aimed at lining, being in line with like a HVI line, so hitting that sort of 30-second mark that a HVI line runs at. And with this instrument, we think this is quite possible because it's got a 30-second cycle, it's got a 30-second testing time and a 30-second flushing time. And it's quite easy to think that if you just have two flasks, you can have one flushing and one testing, and then they switch around. So you can already hit that 30-second mark just with what we've got now. But we also know that the cameras that we're using are 5 or 6 year old technology. With the more modern cameras, we can actually speed it up a lot more. And we also think that we can actually increase our concentration in our solution a little bit more, which would actually enable us to use even less solution, which would create more speed there. So we actually think the 30-second mark's easily possible. And yeah, and the main thing that we wanted to prove with this paper was that we increased the speed without sacrificing any of the accuracy. Just acknowledgements, just keeping people happy. Australian Cotton Research and Development Corporation have worked with us for a long time on this project, so we just want to thank them, and also the CSIRO who I work for. And Liz Cole is our TA who does a lot of the hard work. And she's very happy that she now spends a sixth or less time in the lab playing with cotton scans. And that's just my details for anyone who would ever want to contact me. Sorry, but it's mostly been comparing the instruments against each other, so that to just show that the instruments are reading the same thing. And so,
I believe initially, though, you used data from Eric AK's image analysis that he's done in order to.
Okay, to actually work out what the actual fineness was. We've got some cottons that have a known fineness, and we've compared them to those, and they've been within the error that we wanted.
So it seems the major process of doing a manual laser density, there are a lot easier for cutting and the way and counting. It's easier than the fluid.
Yeah.
And I believe it's pretty good. Okay.
Thank you,
Andrew.
Thank you.